Copy, now run.
Charlie Brown, Snoop, you can go ahead and kill the tube anytime you want to and put the cover over.
Say again, over.
Roger, you can go ahead and kill the TV and put the cover over the tube.
I've done all that already.
Roger, Roy.
Roger, I hold your tracking light now. Are you able to do a B-52 with that light on?
I think so, John. I'm going to try it.
That's beautiful. Can you see mine?
Oh, yeah, John. You're absolutely great. The maneuver, yeah, it's flashing about every second. Just beautiful. Okay, we're going to auto maneuver to Firestar.
I got you in a sextant, John, in my telescope. Right now, you're passing through it.
Roger.
Boy, I tell you, that's black out there, isn't it?
No other color to describe that.
Snoop, Houston, we've reached the limits on the high gain. Go to Omni's, over. Charlie Brown, Houston, pass to Snoop that he has reached his tracking limits on the high gain. Please go to Omni's, over.
Okay, hey, Gino, go to Omni's. Your high gains have reached its limits.
Charlie Brown, Houston, pass the Snoop.
I got a beautiful sight.
Charlie Brown, Houston, pass the Snoop that we'd
go
like.
Ahead there.
Okay, I'm talking. pass the on the Snoop that we'd like the aft antenna, over.
Roger, they want the aft antenna there, Snoop, babe. Yeah, Yeah, I can see it myself. Hey, did you hear they want the aft antenna? Roger.
Twenty-three minutes left in this pass before we lose signal. Just prior to the loss of signal, Snoopy will be given a go-no-go for the descent orbit insertion, which will take place behind the moon. Orbits. The separation maneuver was performed by the command and service module, Charlie Brown. It sent Charlie Brown down and ahead of Snoopy. However, on the relative motion plot, and from Charlie Brown's point of view, Snoopy was going above and behind him. Maximum distance in this orbit would be about, differential height would be close to 5 miles and not quite 2 nautical miles distance separating them.
Hello, Charlie Brown, Houston. A couple of reminders. We'd like your Delta VCG to go to CSM and B-Mags to either rate 1 or rate 2, your choice.
Thank you kindly.
Roger, roger. Out.
The descent orbit insertion will be performed 1/2 a revolution after the separation maneuver. Time for the descent orbit insertion, 99 hours, 46 minutes.
Houston, this is Charlie Brown. What time's LOS, over?
Roger, Charlie Brown. Coming up, LOS for you, 16 minutes and 30 seconds, Mark. And we'll see you AOS at 124. Charlie Brown.
Could you give me the LOS and GET?
Roger, LOS GET is 99-37-32, over.
Roger, thank you.
And Charlie Brown, Houston, we noticed the red out temp a little high, and if you get a little stuffy in there, we recommend you activate the secondary evaporator and the secondary pump. And then when you cool down, you can just turn off the evap and leave the pump running. Your choice, over.
All right, the cabin temperature is 74 and the suit temperature is 51. Can't beat that.
Sounds like uptown, over.
It's someplace, I mean, tell you.
And Charlie Brown, if you hear some good words from Snoop, we still don't have any data, and if they pass on to you about their P-52, we'd be interested, over.
Roger. Hey, Snoopy, how's your P-52 going?
P-52 is the platform realignment in the lunar module. Gene Cernan is doing that while Tom Stafford is running systems checks on other systems.
Charlie Brown, Houston, you can go back to block on your up telemetry switch.
Okay, I wouldn't want anybody to send me any bad data on the backside.
Right. Did you talk to Snoop there, Charlie Brown, over?
Yeah, hey, Snoopy, this is Charlie Brown, over. Is Gino key in his mic all the time? Sometimes I hear him and sometimes I don't. Maybe that feed-through problem isn't as bad as they thought. Houston, Snoop's calling you.
Charlie Brown, Houston, we don't read Snoop. We haven't locked up on his data yet, over.
Roger, did you hear that, Houston?
That's negative, Charlie Brown,
Houston,
over.
You've been monitoring a descent fuel. You've been monitoring his descent stage fuel pressure. The gauge went to zero during a P-52 burn.
Roger, Charlie Brown. We have no data at all. Over.
Okay. Snoopy, this is Charlie Brown. Houston doesn't have any data from you today. Right now.
Charlie Brown, Houston, tell Snoop to do a verb 64, get us the high gain, and we got another transducer that we can verify that pressure. Over.
Houston, you're looking at high gain right now. Okay, in a second. How about
We got the data, Snoopy, and your descent pressure looks fine. Over.
Okay, I figured
descent
it was a gauge, because I got
fine,
descent
Tom.
1 and descent 2 both out.
Roger, I understand. Descent pressure
descent
in both positions.
Descent 1 and 2 is both out?
Copy.
Okay, and you are giving me a go on descent pressure, is that correct?
That's correct. They said both descent pressures look good there, Snoop.
Okay, I can read them, John. That's what I wanted to hear from them.
Snoop, Houston, could
I
you...
I don't know exactly what kind of...
Snoop, Houston, could you give us your P-52 results, over?
Roger, stand by.
Okay. The stars were 33 and 25. Star angle difference was 4 balls, 9. Star torquid angles are minus 668, minus 195, minus 055. Over.
Roger, we copy, Snoop. Out.
Roger, and the initial acquisition of the star from the docked IMU line looked pretty good.
Houston, this is Snoopy. When's AOS? Or LOS, rather?
Roger, we're coming up on LOS for you at 99.37, correction, 99.38. We'll see you AOS at 126. Over.
Hey, Tom, what was your biggest gyro target angle? Over.
I got him, Charlie.
Roger, biggest gyro target angle was register 1 minus 668.
That .66?
It was 2 balls, 668. 2 balls, 195, and 3 balls, 55. All minus.
Right.
Snoopy, Houston, we got some word on your Hasselblad problem, on the magazine problem. We'd like you to reset the magazine flag so that the red just disappears and no further. If this doesn't work consistently, then change magazines. Over.
They already know that technique there.
That's why we change magazines. Over.
Roger, we copy. Out. Hello, Snoop and Charlie Brown. This is Houston.
Houston,
you're a go for DOI. Recommend you check on CB16 display engine override breaker. It might recover your descent monitoring capability. Over.
Roger.
No, there's no breakers out there that hurt that, Charlie. I'm going, as long as you're satisfied, I'm going Omni at this time.
Roger, we copy. Got 4 minutes.
Okay, I did, when I went that P-52 and I slammed the S-band into the stops, I did pop my S-band antenna breaker under COM on panel 16.
Roger, copy. Snoop, Houston, we show 2 minutes to LOS for you. Do you read me, over? Charlie Brown, Houston, no sweat.
Okay. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, you read, over. Fine. We need to keep at least one set of communications open at all times.
Charlie Brown, Houston, 45 seconds to LOS. You're still go for DOI.
Roger. What is my P-20 doing? Can anybody tell me?
Stand by.
Well, it's made up its mind.
What are we doing, buddy?
Charlie Brown, Houston, it's integrating a state vector, P-20.
Want to leave this
This is Apollo Control at 99 hours, 38 minutes, and we have loss of signal on both vehicles. Charlie Brown going around the corner 25 seconds before Snoopy. This separation maneuver has put the command module Charlie Brown ahead of Snoopy. Acquisition times for Charlie Brown, 100 hours, 24 minutes. For Snoopy, 100 hours, 26 minutes. To recap the situation during this 12th revolution while we were in contact with Charlie Brown and Snoopy. As we acquired, the vehicles had undocked and were 30 to 40 feet away in station keeping. We passed up a number of maneuver pads, times, and delta Vs for the maneuvers that will take place in the rendezvous sequence. And I'll recap those times in a short time. Tom Stafford reported some trouble with Hasselblad film pack, apparently film jamming. We did pass up later in the past a procedure to try to correct this situation. Advised him that if it did not correct it, to change magazines. The separation maneuver was performed on time. And the controllers here on the ground said that it was at the proper delta V, 2.5. We copied the orbital parameters just prior to separation as 62.5 by 57.5 nautical miles. The lunar module Snoopy would have stayed in essentially that same orbit. And the separation maneuver for Charlie Brown was targeted for an orbit of 62.1 by 57.9 nautical miles, essentially the same orbit because 2.5 feet per second would not change that very much.